Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to your daily Bible verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Joy A. Williams. I'm an author, speaker, and blogger on the Joy to the Soul blog. I'd love to share a resource with you entitled 5 Ways to Keep or Find Your Joy, Whatever Happens. This free PDF is available on joyawilliams.com. After this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. The New Living Translation reads, "Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end." As I stood on the rim of the Grand Canyon, located in the state of Arizona in the United States, the view was spectacular. Walking the trail outlining this geographic gem became an exercise in breathless wonder. The beauty of some scenes were unimaginable until I walked further along the rim of the canyon. Then the next scenes of rocky surfaces carved into picturesque sculptures would unfold. As I took pictures along the way, it was hard to remember the last scene because I was so overwhelmed by the beauty of the next scene I encountered. Solomon, the writer of today's Bible verse, may have had an opinion or two about my appreciating one of the world's 7 wonders. Throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, he often referred to the vanity of earthly things, colliding with God's sovereignty over everything. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Solomon focuses on the element of time. He tells us in verse 1, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." As you consider your life, what time is it? Now, I'm not asking about chronological time. My question isn't to prompt us to confirm if it's 8 o'clock in the morning or 2:30 in the afternoon. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says, "Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time." In Hebrew, time is the word eighth. It means God's proper and suitable time. So back to my question, as you consider your life, as I consider mine, what time is it?
We may want it to be time for a problem to end, or time for a person to change, or time for us to change. Perhaps we want it to be time for resources to appear, or time for a healing or rescue to occur. There is certainly nothing wrong with wanting it to be a time for suffering to end, a transformation to happen, or a dream to come true. But like my Grand Canyon tourist view, we can only see a snapshot of life's scene. The Grand Canyon is one of the world's natural wonders. It is 277 miles long, up to 18 miles wide, and it has a depth of over a mile. The Grand Canyon was not formed by a single event in history. In fact, geologists continue to debate over the actual time it took for the canyon to form. Many believe it happened over a course of millions of years, but even millions of years are nowhere equal to eternity. And yet there is a supernatural wonder that occurs in our hearts because of God. Even with our only one lifetime, He has set eternity in our hearts. On one hand, it may cause us to feel like some things take forever, but at its best, having eternity set in our hearts creates a longing and appreciation for the forgiveness and eternal life we have through faith in Christ. So whatever we're looking for God to do by a certain time, knowing that He made everything beautiful for its own time can become a comfort to us. God's proper and suitable time often goes beyond our understanding, and it often takes much longer than we would like, but it can still be something we trust and embrace by faith. Note, Solomon didn't write that God was going to make everything beautiful. Today's verse reads, God has made everything beautiful for its own time. It may take a reflection. It may take several other things happening. It may take a process to complete before we begin to see the beauty emerge, even out of the most difficult circumstances. This is a reassurance for us when we're discouraged or battling fears or doubt. And so, friend, whatever God has for us in this life by way of relief or resources in terms of transformation or triumph, He has already supplied it by His grace in Christ. But even so, as people, we cannot see the whole scope of God's work. We may struggle to even appreciate a small part of God's work from beginning to end. It's like my walk along the rim of the Grand Canyon. Whatever scene I saw, it was for that moment. But surely there was another moment with its own scene and its own beauty. However, I couldn't see the entire length of the canyon from beginning to end because I could only stand in one spot at a time. No, being able to see the entire length of the canyon required an aerial view. And sometimes that can be our frustration. But from God's viewpoint, the whole scope of His work is in His hands, and so are we. So what time is it? It's time for us to pray over today's Bible verse. Dear God, it's very comforting to know You have already made everything beautiful for its own time. But even as we wait for the events of our life to unfold, we have questions. Lord, we may have struggles, but by faith we look to You. Although we can't see the whole scope of Your work from beginning to end, we can choose to trust You right here in the middle. Strengthen us, O God, by Your grace, to rest in Your promise that the beautiful things will come. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media.
If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.